All three of us froze and stared at the phantom standing over us, with his claws upraised and his head still missing, and that big brown eye staring out of his shirt. Scariest thing I ever saw. No one breathed. No one moved. Then Sally Mae spoke.
Slim, this is not funny. You've got these poor dogs so scared. Stop playing jokes and get me out of here.
Huh? Okay. Let me begin by saying that the cowboys on this outfit are big jokers. They're not world champions at building fence or hauling off old lumber or doing anything else that's very constructive. But when it comes to goofing off and playing dumb pranks and terrorizing dogs, they're right up there with the best. See, Slim had discovered that by pulling his shirt over the top of his head and buttoning the top button, he could make himself appear to be a so-called headless cowboy. And by peeking out the opening between the second and third buttons, it wasn't funny. Not funny at all. It was a shabby, shameful, silly, childish, pointless prank. And I must confess that it added to my overall feeling that the cowboys didn't take my job as seriously as they should have. It wasn't funny, but Slim got a big chuckle out of it. He unbuttoned his shirt and let his head slide out the top, whilst I watched and growled and waited to be sure. Okay, it was Slim's same old head, same long pointed nose, same lopsided grin, and he hadn't fooled me, not even for a second. Drover had fallen for the trick, hook, line, and sewer. But I had sort of suspected